We hope you enjoyed this teaching by Pastor Steve Kelly and Wave Church. We thank you for taking the time to listen to this teaching, and we believe that it will enrich and empower your life.
John 3, verse 16. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he what?
Gave.
That he what?
Gave.
That he gave his only son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So I remember when I first came to Virginia Beach 22 years ago, I had, people asking me as I just began to teach giving every Sunday in our church services for 3 minutes. I'd talk about giving. And I wasn't just about giving, I talked about giving money. It was during the offering time. You with me here? And I remember one time a business guy came up to me, very good guy, loves the church, loved me, wasn't asking this out of a critical perspective, but out of a genuine concern. And he says, Pastor, you teach giving every Sunday around the offering. You talk about money every Sunday. And he goes, I just got to ask you, how bad is it? And I said, what do you mean? How bad is it? He goes, well, every Sunday you talk about it, so it must be bad. Do I need to write a check? How are things going? And I said, things are going upwards. And I said, now listen, it's everything's good. It's just that man has a natural bias down. And the Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. And sometimes people say, all they talk about there is giving. Well, can I tell you, I cannot preach the gospel without talking about giving.
Right.
Now, what some people make it and what they say is, oh, you mean giving money? Because we talk about giving, you've got to forgive. Forgive, which means you are giving grace to another person. In a marriage, how many know that if you're not giving in a marriage, your marriage is not working? So we talk about giving every week. Amen. And we talk about finances as well within the context of giving, but giving isn't just money. It's giving time. It can be helping somebody. It could be giving a smile. It could be giving in a marriage. It could be, extending grace towards somebody else where you are showing forgiveness, forgiving. Are you with me here? And so the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he what? He gave. And I just want to encourage us that this thought, the Bible says in Matthew 10, freely you have received, freely give. Now, here's the problem. We think that we had to earn God's forgiveness so we make others earn it. Are you hearing me? We think that we had to do something to earn God's forgiveness so we make others earn it. And yet the truth is there's nothing you or I could do to earn God's forgiveness. Freely you have received, freely give. You see, I believe giving is all about the heart. I want to speak to our legacy weekend. And I want to talk to you that giving is so much more than money. Come on. So how often do we preach on giving? Every week. You can't preach the gospel. You can't preach grace without preaching on giving. You can't teach on prayer without teaching on giving. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Give us this day, he says. Listen to what he says in Matthew 6, verse 12. And forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. You can't preach on marriage without preaching on giving. Amen. If you're going to be happily married, you better learn the principle of giving in Jesus' name. Giving, I believe, is an attitude of the heart. Giving is not just about money. Let me show you some principles in the book of Deuteronomy. And God is speaking to the children of Israel. And I want to talk to us this morning about our heart. The Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the boundaries or the issues of your life. In other words, your life and my life, how well, how wide, how open, how extensive, how expansive our lives are, is greatly determined by how well we guard our heart. The Bible says the heart is deceitfully wicked above anything else. Who can know it? So we have to guard our hearts. Amen. Thank you for the underwhelming response in Jesus' name. You got to guard your heart. For your life is determined, the boundaries of your life, it's not determined by what other people say or do. It's determined by how well you guard, how well I guard my heart. So Deuteronomy 15, and let's read verse 7 and 8. If there is among you a poor man of your brethren within any of the gates of your land, which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not harden your heart or shut your hand from the poor brother, but you shall open your hand wide to him and willingly lend him sufficient for his need, whatever he needs. So the Bible says God has graciously given a promise here, then he says very clearly that we are not to harden our heart. And then he says, nor are you to shut your hand to your poor brother. In other words, if you shut your hand, you've already hardened your heart. Isn't that true? If your hand is shut, it means you've already hardened your heart. So the Bible's teaching you and I that the first key to looking after our heart is to keep our heart soft toward the poor. That we don't dismiss them, that we don't just put them off to the side, that actually we allow our heart to stay tender and soft and generous toward the needs of people. That's a key to giving, is keep your heart soft toward the poor. Look at the next verse, verse 9. He goes, beware lest there be a wicked thought in your heart, saying at the seventh year, the year of release is at hand, and your eye be evil against your brother, and you give him nothing, and he cries out to the Lord against you, and it becomes sin amongst you. Listen to another translation says, be careful, do not say to yourself, soon it will be the seventh year, and then I won't be able to get my money back. It would be a horrible thing for you to think that way and to be so selfish that you refuse to help the poor. They are your relatives. If you don't help them, they may ask the Lord to decide whether you've done wrong, and he will say that you are guilty. Look at these two different versions. What it's saying, and God calls selfishness wicked. Did you see it? And I want you to be aware of it. It says, beware lest there be a wicked thought in your heart. Did you know your heart can think wicked thoughts? That actually you got to guard your heart. You got to keep your heart soft toward the poor. And here this is talking about in this economic time where God was actually leading the children of Israel. How many would love to live in this day? Every 7 years, all your debts were forgiven. Well, I mean, how many think that'd be a good economic system? That was God's economic system, by the way. And so here's the thought that God's speaking to. Let's just say you're 6.5 years into the 7 years, and somebody comes to you and they have a need, and they have a need just to get them through these next 6 months. God says, don't ever sit there and go, well, if they're not able to pay me back within the 6 months, I'll never get this money back, so I won't help them. God says that's wicked. God said that's selfish. God's not saying don't do the math like that. He says don't harden your heart. And now he's talking about he sees selfishness as wicked. Turn to the person next to you and say that was for somebody else. That was not for you. Relax. Praise the Lord. And so here's what it looks like. So why would you loan someone money knowing it's in the 6 year? And if he can't pay you back in that time frame, I'll have to forgive his debt. God says, listen to it, that selfishness is wicked. Now look what happens now. Look at verse 10. It says, you shall surely give to him, and your heart should not be grieved when you give to him. Because for this thing that the Lord your God will bless you in with all the works in which all you do and all you put your hand to. God's saying, watch it now, don't be selfish. And then he's going, and don't allow grief in your heart. He says, for you shall surely give to him, and your heart shall not be grieved when you give to him. Can I tell you this? Your heart should not be grieved. Amen. Before we give, see if you relate to this, selfishness attacks us. Before we give, we want to shut our hand. And then after we give, if we're not careful, grief can attack us. Oh, why did I do that? Why did I? Oh, and it's always amazing that it's after you give, something breaks down and you think to yourself, if only I didn't give that. And you got to be careful. God says you can't allow grief to get into your heart. I think that's good wisdom from God right there. Amen. Come on, give a Lord a hand. You know, for Sharon and I this year, of course, we went into this year like we've done every year with Wave Legacy. We always want it to, it's always our goal, and I think it's always been the case, that in terms of people who make commitments to Legacy, there are people who give more that don't make a commitment. But the people who do make a commitment, I think, Josh, we're still in the top five people that commit to Legacy every year. We did that. And every year, by the grace of God, as we've been able, and God's blessed me to be a speaker at conferences and different business events throughout the course of a year. And as I've done that, I've able to receive some, you know, additional income into my life. And look, in all honesty, how I've prioritized that is I know because of that, I'm able to make a fairly significant commitment to Legacy every year. Of course, this year was like a year like no other. And we made the same commitment as we've always done to Legacy. And of course, then COVID came. And I think I've spoken twice this year, if that, and spoken twice this year and received, and I could have, if I'm not careful, kind of thought to myself, I'm going to hold my hand back. I made a commitment, but, and I just said, you know what? Come hell or high water, I'm not backing down. If God put that figure in my heart, then He knew this was coming, and I'm not going to let selfishness come, and I'm certainly not going to let grief attack me after I've done it in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody, I think that's, just understand. I believe that's how the kingdom works. I believe God knew all this was coming, and God is still good in Jesus' name. When God speaks to us about giving, He's looking for someone who doesn't grieve as they give. Because God's looking to bless somebody. But if you grieve when you give, God's going to look for someone else who doesn't grieve to bless. Amen. So here's what you got to do. Number four, you've got to develop a generous heart. Look what it says in verse 14. Supply them liberally from all your flock, your threshing floor, and your wine press. Watch, from your flock, from your threshing floor, and from your wine press. Give to them as the Lord has blessed you. That's speaking to me. That's speaking to you in this time of the year to make sure that we're developing a generous heart. Amen. And when you feel that prompting, obey the little things, because you'll never be able to do the bigger things if you're not able to be faithful in the little, in Jesus' name. So you've got to ask God to help you to develop a generous heart. I think about Farlap. He's an Australian racehorse. He was the all-time winning racehorse, the most famous racehorse in all of Australia. He won every race there was to win. And then they brought him from Australia to the United States. And he was on track and on record to win everything that you could win in the United States. And he was poisoned by somebody. And they did an autopsy and he died. And they discovered the reason why Farlap was able to be such a champion. Listen to this, because he had a heart 2.5 times larger the size of any other horse. Can I tell you something? The size of your heart will determine how far and how fast you go. And we got to pray, God, develop in me a generous heart. No wonder David prayed, search my heart, O God. No wonder David prayed and he said, Lord, I love your house, Lord. My heart longs after you. Come on, somebody. If you are willing and you're obedient, the Bible says, we'll eat of the best of the land. Look at verse 15. The Bible says, remember that you were slaves in Egypt and the Lord your God has redeemed you. And that is why I give you a command today. Do you know what that tells me? As God is speaking to the children of Israel in Deuteronomy about their heart. And what He's saying is you've got to have a grateful heart. You've got to remember where you came from. You got to remember that you were saved by the grace of God and that God has blessed you and God's taken you out of sin and He's translated you out of the kingdom of darkness and He's translated you into the kingdom of light. You've got to keep a grateful heart. Come on, somebody. You can't afford to forget what he's done for you. When God looks at you, he looks at you through Jesus' colored glasses. He doesn't see your mess. He sees the blood. He sees the sacrifice of Jesus. Come on, you got to keep a grateful heart. I command you, the Bible says, to have a grateful heart. Don't ever get over being saved. Don't ever get over getting saved. Amen? It's easy to be generous when you're grateful. So this is what you got to do. You got to ask God to help you with your heart. You have to ask God to help you to keep your heart soft toward the poor. You've got to ask God to help you to deal with a selfish heart. You've got to ask God to help you not to allow there to be grief in your heart. You need to ask God to help you to develop a generous heart. You need to ask God to help you to have a grateful heart in Jesus' name. Can anybody say amen to that? Amen. Come on, do you receive that word today? This is a Legacy Sunday. I'm going to ask Sharon to come on up here for a moment. And we've got somebody, I think, that's connecting live with a Zoom with us. We've already made sure in our 9 a.m. service, but we want the whole church and every campus, everywhere online. We want everyone to see. This has been a special season with everything going on. We've given A21. We've given a Convoy of Hope. And in a moment, you're going to see a video. By the way, I want to encourage everybody online, everyone, stay with us here because there's something special happening at the end of this service. And there's something special going to happen now. But at the end of the service, Cheryl, I want to pray over you, and I want you to stay with us until we've prayed that prayer. But right now, who's joining us live?
So I think we have a special guest joining us via Zoom. Are you there, Donna? Beautiful.
Thank you. How are you? You're going to make me cry again.
How are you, Donna? It's so good to see you. We love you so much. For those of you who don't know, Donna Smith's been part of our church since Steve and I came to Virginia Beach, raised her family here. One of the most generous people that we would know. Donna has sent notes and gifts to probably all of our team over the years.
The most consistent, continual, encouraging, kind, thoughtful person I know in Wave Church.
I know. In fact, one of our team were telling us, Donna, during the break, that you've been to Russia. We support an orphanage in Russia.
Yes.
And Donna's been a few times. And they were saying that they went over, I don't think you were on the trip, but all the kids were asking, is Donna here? Because Donna, you have made such an impact, always been so kind-hearted and generous, that kids in Russia ask after you.
Yeah.
But anyway, we just wanted to honor you this morning and just talk a little bit about your story. I had lunch with you about a month ago or so, and I went to bless you, but you, of course, brought gifts for me. But about 3 months ago, you and your beloved husband, I think you were married around 40 years. There's George, beautiful, beautiful couple. Both of you ended up with COVID, and you did pretty good. You were okay, got some symptoms, and you did okay. But your beloved husband ended up in hospital in ICU. That was a tough week because you couldn't be with him. Obviously, you were sick, but your contact was really with the nursing staff. And slowly he was getting worse. And I know there came a moment where they called you and said, we think this is it. And your beloved George passed away and went to heaven. And I mean, of course, now he's in the presence of God, but for you, that's a very new normal now. You didn't expect to be here. And I just want to say, Donna, we just honor you as a faithful believer, someone who has sown into our church and just been an incredible friend to people. And so this morning, we just have a gift for you. So if our team...
We caught wind that there was some stuff you wanted to get done in the house. And so...
So, Donna, we have for you a check for $10,000. We love you.
That's your church family.
Yeah. From your church family, Donna.
Thank you. You've been so good to me already. This is too much.
How many think it's too much?
It's not too much.
There's not a person in this room that thinks that, Donna.
Yeah.
We love you. We honor you. And you just spend that however you want. We caught wind that you wanted to. Donna went through all those floods
she
as
had,
well.
Yeah, flood in her home a number of years ago. You've been through some tough times, Donna, but you are a champion woman. And for that, we just want to, you know, just applaud you. So love you dearly.
Isn't that amazing? Don't you love that, church? That's a generous heart. Amen? And so, you know, this has been, like I said, a year like no other. And by the way, before I go any further, I want to mention just in a moment, we're going to receive our Wave Legacy offering. And I'm asking everybody to do something. Maybe you didn't even make a commitment to Legacy, but today we're going to ask you to give, because what we've done with A21, what we've done with Convoy of Hope, with Bishop Macbeth, and throughout the whole course of this year, our buildings, our facilities, all of that is because of your faithfulness and your generosity. And we want to just say to you today that there's also these, you can give in person. And all you have to do is fill these cards in. And then also up there on the screen, let's just put up there on the screen as well, just real quick. Do we have those graphics of what that looks like? Where's the other one? The one that I was, that one there. When you text that number there, 77977, it'll come straight up to Legacy Offering. And this is what I want to encourage everybody in a moment to do. Hang on a minute. Don't do it just yet. I just want to prepare you and let you know there are cards. If you're in person, you don't have a device, you can do that. But what I want to do right now, look at me. At the very start of this message, I talked about, for God so loved the world that he what? Gave. How many are glad that when you love something or someone, you give? Isn't that true? You know, I love my kids. And I was happy when they were little to actually, they'd play golf with me, and I love to play golf. And so, you know, I'm paying the golf fee to play golf. And then I'm paying for my sons to play golf. And then I'm also buying golf balls for my sons. And of course, when they hit the golf balls I paid for, they never went looking for a ball that went somewhere in the trees. They just went, well, just get another golf ball from Dad. And I used to send them in there, and they used to say, but there could be a snake in there. I said, yes, but at least look for it. These are $5. Bring a golf club with you. But at least have a look to see if you can find the golf ball. Funny thing is, there came a day when they actually were told that they were going to have to pay for their own golf balls. I can't tell you how long they were in those trees. Same snakes were in there, but now they're looking. Why? Because now they're paying for it. Can I tell you this? Look at me. God bankrupted heaven for you and for me. How many are so glad that God so loved you and me that he gave? You want to know how valuable you are? God was willing to bankrupt heaven for you. When I was in Singapore in 1983, and Sharon and I were there. I won a trip from the company I worked with, and we went to Singapore, and I was trying to buy a can of Coke. This is in 1983. This is a long time ago. How many of you weren't even born in 1983? Anyway, all I know is they wanted, listen to this, $5 for a can of Coke. And I remember thinking, I will never pay. This is 1983. I am not, it's not worth it. And everybody understand the value. The value of something is what you're prepared to spend on it. I want to help you this morning. Look at me now. Everybody online, listen to me. How valuable are you to God? You're so valuable. He sent his son, his only son, to the earth to be crucified for your sins and for my sins so that we would know forgiveness. We would have a relationship with God. You, my friend, are worth dying for. You, my friend, are worth the very blood of Jesus. You are worth heaven's best. Don't let anyone lie to you as to your valuable, as to your value. God loves you. God has a plan and God has a purpose for your life. And I want everybody to lean in right now in this service. I want to pray for people who have not yet given their life to Jesus. I want everybody online already. I love this. I look down here at the screen. Already, as I'm talking about this, that sounded like a Boston accent right there, didn't it? Talking. Okay, as I'm talking about this, four people have already made a decision. to give their life. They've already clicked the button. But I want everybody in every campus. Come on, Wilson, Greenville, online, you're watching. I want to encourage everybody, Seaboard, Norfolk, come on, Richmond. I want everyone to lean into this moment. I want to pray for people right here this morning. Because let me tell you why we do legacy. It's to see people come to a knowledge of Christ. I'm believing this morning people are going to give their life to Jesus. My friend, look at me. If you will give your life to Jesus, we're talking about giving. I want you to give your life to Jesus because God has already, watch it, forgiven you. And your value is not set by what the world says. Your value is determined by what God was willing to get you back. And I want to pray for you today. If you say, Steve, I want to give my life to Jesus. Maybe there's people here this morning and you say, Steve, I need to get right with God. I once made a decision, but I'm not living for Him like I once was. I want you, when we close our eyes, when we bow our heads, I want you in every single auditorium, because I'm talking to every campus and I'm certainly talking to everybody here in Wave Convention Center, Wave Church. I want you. If you say, Steve, I want to know the love of God. I want to connect with this kind of a good God. I want to give my life to Him. I need and I want His forgiveness. I want you to lift your hand in a moment, high enough and long enough, without even a hesitation, and say, Steve, you're talking to me. Pray for me in every single auditorium. Everybody online. Come on, church, are you believing with me? Come on, is this why we do legacy? Can we close our eyes? Can we bow our heads? And friend, if that is you, and you say, Steve, you are talking to me. Steve, pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want God's forgiveness. Would you lift your hand right now? Hold it up high enough in every campus, in every auditorium. Everybody online, you click that button. God bless you. There's a hand right there. I'm looking for others who would just say, Steve, you're talking to me. Put your hand in the air. Put it up high enough and long enough for me to see it. I'll pray with you and I'll pray for you in Jesus. Come on. There's others here this morning. Come on, lift your hand. Let me see it. Give it a wave if I haven't seen it yet, because I want to pray with you and for you in the name of Jesus. Come on, click that button right there. I'm making a decision. In every campus, I know there are others. Come on, lift your hand. Lift it up high enough and long enough for me to see it, and I'll pray with you and I'll pray for you in the name of Jesus. Church, can you lean in? I feel like there's a bit of a fight going on. I feel like it's almost like heaven is holding its breath. If heaven has breath, there are people here, they're going to make a decision that's going to change their life forever. Come on, my friend, if you haven't lifted your hand, but you know you should lift it up. God bless you, sir. I see that hand. I know there are others. These lights are really bright this morning, guys. There's another hand up there. God bless you. Who else would lift your hand and say, that's me, Steve. Pray for me. Include me in that prayer in Jesus' name. My last call. If you haven't lifted your hand, but you know you should, in every campus, come on, lift it up. Nice and high. Nice and high. I believe there's two more. I believe there are two more people sitting in this auditorium, and you need to make that decision. You want to make that decision. You're almost trying to push it away, but God is reaching out to you. Come on, friend, where are you today? Say, Steve, that's me. You're talking to me. I need to get right with God. Lift your hands. Come on, we're going to wait for you. Just one more moment. I believe there's two more people in this auditorium. There's one right there. God bless you. There's another one. Where are you? God is waiting for you. Where are you? There you are. Church, can we give a Lord a hand? Come on. One thing I'll never do is I don't want to rush that moment. I want to give people the time, because it's what heaven is all about. Can you say amen? Can we pray a prayer together? And yet at the 9 o'clock service, they were a little quiet on the prayer. So I'm going to ask you to lift your voice. Let's all pray this prayer together. We're talking to God. Everybody say this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I ask you today to come into my life. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I give my life to you. I thank you, Jesus. I am now a Christian. You now live in me, in Jesus' name. Come on, give a Lord a hand for every single person. Seven people online. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this message by Pastor Steve Kelly. You can find more resources by Pastor Steve at stevekelly.tv and wavechurch.com.